The genesis of the Freedom Schools program came at a time when the fight for equality was scaling new heights in America.
1964 Mississippi Freedom Summer, you had mostly white interns from the North caravanning down to first Miami University of Ohio in Oxford, Ohio, for civil rights and resistance training, and then to Mississippi, various counties in Mississippi.
That's Dr. Crystal Clemens. She used to supervise the social studies teachers trained at Florida A&M University. She's now on the education faculty of Florida State University and a co-executive director of this summer's North Florida Freedom Schools.
Traditional freedom schools did not look like what we see today. They were in rundown taverns, the back of churches, backyards of various community members' homes. And what they did was they supplemented what students did not receive in their traditional academic curriculum.
Those days of segregated education and institutionalized discrimination may be receding, but Clemens says the need for Freedom Schools education programs goes on, particularly for children in low-income, marginalized environments. She teamed up with a Leon County special education middle school teacher, Keely Smith, who was already running the Hope Freedom School in nearby Gadsden County. Smith, in turn, was working with Florida State education researcher Alicia Rohrig. Clemens says the three educators decided to expand the program under the auspices of the capital city's two universities and open a second Freedom School at Florida A&M's Developmental Research School, commonly called DRS.
Given FAMU's location and the population that it serves, we just thought, what better place than to do this at FAMU DRS?
The summer program will instruct 50 kindergarten through 8th grade students each at the Gadsden County and Tallahassee locations. Clemens says each of the participating universities will bring unique learning to the experience.
They have some great programs at FAMU. They have the Institute for Research in Music Industry Studies, which we're partnering with, and they're going to teach our kids music production, hip-hop pedagogy, hip-hop arts. And then on the FSU faculty side, we've got sports management faculty who's teaching about health and wellness, healthy living.
And FSU education researcher Alicia Rohrig says there will be some more regular kinds of academic skills being taught as well.
Where students work with pre-service teachers to talk through math problems. We're going to have a project looking at writing and revision. You know, you can write something short. It might be hot now as flash fiction. They write little short stories, and then they'll have a chance to sort of manipulate that and create art out of their story and then go back and revise their story.
As good as all this might sound, the ultimate question is, does it help the kids? And Rohrig says the empirical results look good.
A lot of research has been done on different freedom schools, some actually experimental. Last summer, we just had the pre-post data for the evaluations, and the majority of the children did retain their reading level or exceed their initial reading level.
Rohrig thinks this whole idea has real possibilities for statewide application, particularly if other public universities take the lead in their communities.
I think this model with working with universities is really helpful because then we can bring in sort of the knowledge about what's evidence-based, but also do research to see how can we improve what's going on, and also help working to train teachers, right, to work with diverse students.
North Florida's two Freedom Schools will be in session from 8 in the morning until 3 in the afternoon, June 13th through July 22nd. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.